From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Environmental pollution kills 1.7 million children under the age of 5 every year worldwide. This is according to the World Health Organization. The WHO warns that child deaths will increase greatly if pollution continues to worsen. Dr. Margaret Chan is the WHO Director General. In a press release statement, Chan said, "A polluted environment is a deadly one, particularly for young children." She explains that their developing organs and immune systems and smaller bodies and airways make them especially vulnerable to dirty air and water. The most common causes of death among children aged 1 month to 5 years are diarrhea, malaria, and pneumonia. This is according to the WHO. The organization also says reducing environmental risks can prevent such deaths. This means providing access to safe water and sanitation, limiting exposure to dangerous chemicals, and improving waste management. However, of all the environmental pollutants, air pollution is being called the most dangerous. The WHO estimates that air pollution is responsible for about 6.5 million premature or early deaths every year. That number includes nearly 600,000 deaths of children under age 5. Most of these deaths take place in developing countries. However, WHO Environment and Health Chief Maria Nara tells VOA that air pollution is a leveler between rich and poor. Everybody, she says, needs to breathe.
You can be a very rich child, I mean, your parents very rich, but living in a place, in a city, which is very polluted, and then there is very little you can do, because we all need to breathe. So even if you are rich or poor, you still need to breathe, and this is very pernicious. Air pollution is everywhere.
Nara says one of the most important ways to reduce air pollution is to produce cleaner fuels for cooking and heating.
Still, almost half of the world population is using dirty fuels for cooking, heating, and lighting at home. And this is affecting very much mothers who are staying and cooking at home, but the children who are around mothers, and they are exposed as well.
She says early exposure to harmful pollutants can lead to increased risk of chronic respiratory disease, asthma, heart disease, stroke, and cancer later in life. Cleaning up how the world cooks, heats, and lights homes and other buildings is a big picture goal. The WHO is advising government departments and industries, such as construction and the health sector, to work together to clean up the environment. But what about the here and now? What can individuals do to limit their family's exposure to air pollution? The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has these suggestions. Avoid walking where there is a high volume of vehicle traffic. Equip homes with air filters and air conditioning units. Limit your time outside if you live in an area that issues warnings about air quality. Wear high-quality rated face masks tightly to the face when air quality is poor. If you live or commute in a very polluted area, remove your clothes and wash immediately after entering your house. Some of these suggestions, however, may not work for some people. for example, those living in areas troubled by high levels of pollution, those who cannot stay home from work or school, and those who do not have money for protective equipment. Therefore, the WHO stresses that governments around the world need to take the lead on ensuring that children grow up in a clean environment. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Ana Mateo. Look for follow-up stories here at the Health and Lifestyle Report on other ways you can protect yourself and your family against environmental pollutants.